It's time now for our pre-show here for our it's time for a pre-show. Now, what am I doing here, man? There it is. For Friday. God damn it. I may have to cancel. I got a podcast I'm supposed to do on Friday at 1 o'clock. And everything just started like piling up on me here in the last 24 hours, including I was talking to my friend Barry back east. Her dad is not doing well. Now, what do we want to do? Oh, I've got a bit that I wrote. I have a bit that I wrote. And I got to get Thunder under control. I got to get Thunder under control. Hold on. Hey, Thunder. All right. She killed a moth, so she was really excited about this fucking moth. All right. Boy, the fucking Islanders, man, do they suck. Fucking Islanders just suck. Carolina, New York. What's the story with that series? Is Carolina's leading that series, aren't they? Just kicking ass. Carolina leads the series. All right. Let's see what we got here, man. So there's that. I'm going to print that off right now. So don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. Everything you have is gone, as you can see. That's what you get for loving me. So I'm talking to, is that Nathan? Okay. We're talking about family, and I said, look, your family's a piece of shit. I said, you know, your family's a piece of shit. What are you wasting all that fucking energy on them for? You gotta change those motherfuckers anymore you could change any other human being. Because they're family, we keep thinking that they're somehow magically going to like connect with us and it's going to be okay. That isn't the case at all, man. They're just people, you know. What they do is, because they're families, they fuck with your head, man. Borrow money from you, steal money from you, tell you they love you when they don't. You know, you're the easiest person in the world to fuck with. A sibling, if they want to fuck with somebody, the easiest person in the world to fuck with is a family member or another sibling, you know. That's all. That's all that means. I'm not saying that there aren't good people and good families and close families and stuff, but the ones that are not, it's criminal almost, you know, what happens. All right, so that's done. Testing 1, 2, 3. Where's the thing? Let's get rid of this. Goodbye. Let's get rid of this. Yeah, that was the one that... Okay. This is the one here. There we go. So now what I want to do is, who's this from? I've been walking 15,000 to 17,000 steps every day. I've taken full advantage of this opportunity. I'm exhausted as well. I'm up early this morning to see a special fish market before I take an all-day tour to the Giant's Causeway. I'm so troubled by what Belfast has been through that I want to learn more about when I get home. How are you? Any news? You know, there's some people that are more on pins and needles about this pilot being picked up that I just did than I am. And that tells me a lot about them. When people say, any news? What do you give a fuck for? You know, in other words, I take it as I get it, man. It's just professional. It's the professional life, you know, so whatever, you know. But when there's people wanting to know, I feel it's like Ricky fucking Ricardo and Lucy Ricardo, like I was saying, you know. Any news? News about what? I'd have to, I mean, I'm literally, I got to ask, about your TV pilot? Well, who gives a fuck? I mean, I care, but the last thing I'm going to do is call anybody up and find out, did we get picked up? That's the last thing you do, man. You don't do that. You move ahead with life and your career. And what's the next job? Where's the next job? I just, like I said, you know, you'll go out, you do an audition, and the next thing you know, you got hired. Wow. When I got hired for this gig, you know, the TV pilot was like, wow, you know, cool. I got a call back. Wow, shit, they really like me. You never know, man. You think you do the greatest goddamn audition you ever did in your life. It's like I was talking to Mo Collins, you know, when I interviewed her that time. I said, what kind of an audition you think you did? I was just curious. She goes, I knew I did a good one, but I also knew that they wanted to hire me because they had a bunch of producers sitting in there. So, and I've heard people say, I thought I did the shittiest audition in the world and they fucking hired me, you know. All right, so any news? Oh, Jesus Christ. Makes me think that if I wasn't working in the television business on some level, some people don't even want to fucking talk to you. This guy for CNN, this Chris Saliza, you know, CNN, I don't watch them, but I don't watch Fox because they both are absolutely fucking terrible. Just fucking terrible at reporting the news. I mean, just terrible. But some of these guys... Are you giving me an opinion based upon your appraisal of the situation? Or are you giving me an opinion based upon how you want it to be? And you're just twisting shit so it comes out kind of the way you'd like it to be, right? What are you doing, man? I get that feeling from that guy. Okay. Now then. I won't think of you when I'm gone. Boy, I got back into my Dean Wheeler Twitter account. It's a fucking miracle. Wait a minute, man. I already did two of the D-Herb commercials this week, okay? I won't think of you when I'm gone. What the fuck? Guess who follows Chris Norton? Howard Johnson, the former New York Met. Anybody remember Howard Johnson? That's pretty funny, man. I think he's got a fire. Well, Chris doesn't follow guys. Moving is my stock and trade. I'm moving on. I won't think of you when I'm gone. I'm just following all these chicks that are following Chris. I'm following them back. Ah, fuck. Wait a minute. Chris got a bunch of girls following him in recent days. You know, I sort of have to get caught with speed on it, you know. Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, here's a lady named Betty. I mean, what? Betty? What's wrong with Betty? Nothing. I just never heard of no woman named Betty. I mean, that's much like, you know, my grandmother's friends and everything. Here's that Just Darlin' chick, man. Is that a chick? She looks fake, man. Yeah, she's fake. It's not a real woman. This looks like a doll or something. Okay, man. D-Wiz. Is that a chick or is that like a, it's a cartoon chick. What is this? Oh. Caltech. Here's a chick named Susie from Caltech. What about that, Chris? I mean, you think she really is from Caltech or, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't make a difference to me if she's an egghead or something, but what time is it, man? Buddha Housky. All right. Debbie. God damn this fucking piece of shit. Come on, man. Fuck with me. Silly voices. If you're a voiceover artist, I think Silly Voices is not a good name for your Twitter account. If you're looking to get work. Debbie. These tweets is protected. What a load of shit. Coo, comedian. She says, best shape I was in was when I was a waitress, from running around or banging everyone who worked there. Jesus H. Whatever. I could come to Vegas and not visit the Strip. The real beat of the city is downtown. Okay. Do you want to have fun? And you voted for him. This is a long ass fucking use of tape, but it sure as shit isn't a long ass audio pre-show. We already did Dean Wheeler.
Right, well, I think, and let's get Hal Abadie. Hal? Hello. Oh, hi. Yeah, well, hello. Hi. Well, hello. Yes, hi. Hal, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you? Hello, I am indeed. How are you?
I'm great, Hal. What do you think?
Well, I spoke with your mother, and I think that this is a good accent right here. It sounds Canadian, sounds Minnesotan. It could be anything, couldn't it? How are you doing?
I'm good, Hal. I've got a few questions I got to ask you.
Testing.
Bobby Dooley. I hate Phil Hendry's guts, and to think at one time, yes, I wanted to park it on his nose. What the fuck? What the fuck kind of terrible stuff is that? Well, I mean, you know. Let the record show. All right, man, I'm all done. Fuck it. I'm all done, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks for listening.
I love that, man.